There's construction going on at the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport, although it may not be readily apparent for those in the terminal. But one guy who's keeping a close eye on it is Airport Manager John Stout, who's here with us now by telephone. What's being done?
We are currently in the process of completing a runway safety area improvement project. Congress mandated that all commercial service airports upgrade their safety areas around their runways to meet new standards. And so as part of this project, we are constructing a new taxiway for our secondary runway, putting lights on our secondary runway, and in the process of extending our primary runway and upgrading the safety areas so that runway will go to 6,000 feet.
And that's the big change, right, that will enable other aircraft to come in and out of this airport?
That is correct. That should allow the regional jet aircraft, the 70 to 90 seat jets that the airlines are using in smaller markets, to come in and out of Santa Rosa.
What's the timeline looking like at this point?
Right now, we're pretty close to on schedule. We're about 5 days behind due to some unsuitable soils that we found where the new taxiway is going. That has been corrected, and we're on track for substantial completion around October 15th.
Now, of course, the big question that goes along with that is, with the new runway, will there be additional service?
We are hopeful we'll get new service with the completion of the runway. We're in talks with United Airlines for potential service to Denver. We're kind of in a hold pattern until they get closer to next spring schedule, so we probably won't know anything until later this fall. We're also talking to American Airlines for potential service for Phoenix. And again, because of service start in spring of 15, we're kind of in that hold until we get closer to them getting to a spring schedule.
Additional flights on Alaska Horizon?
We did get some good news this year from Alaska. They're going to bring in a second Seattle flight in August, and that'll run through September. So it's kind of a test to see how well the market responds to two flights a day for Seattle. If that test goes well, we're hoping they'll bring that back again for the summer season next year. And we did get our third LA flight back in May, so that's operating now. And we're getting ready to go meet with them in June to talk about additional frequencies for San Diego, LA, and Seattle, and also talking to them about bringing back Las Vegas and potentially service to Hawaii.
And I guess the train connection is in the offing as well. What's the timeline for that?
Based on my understanding from talking to SMART, they're still on track for late 2015, early 16 start of rail service. We're starting to see a lot more activity on their operations and maintenance facility on Airport Boulevard, and we're working with them so we can have a shuttle connection to the airport and the businesses in the industrial park.
Sounds like a new age for the airport is on the near horizon now.
Yes.
Something to look forward to. John Stout, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us here on KRCB.
Thank you very much.